Hello and welcome to the Magical Learning Podcast for this week. This week we're talking about starting out on your own. This is just our regular team and we're breaking down how to start out on your own if that's something you're looking to do, to move beyond just being an employee and becoming your own boss. Both Jeanette and Graham have great experience from running Magical Learning for over 20 years, and John talks about just starting up a business recently. Enjoy and have a magical week.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Magical Learning Podcast for this week. This week, we've got a classic team episode. So if you are on Spotify, you already know that. But if you aren't on Spotify, you can go check out the video version of this and get that visual element as well. Very exciting. But let's check in with the team and see how they're going this week. So, John, last time we saw you, there was some baking going on. It looked delicious. How has everything shaken out?
It was delicious, actually. I've got to admit, it was bloody good. God, I'm a good cook. Anything else you want to know? No? Okay, that's it. That'll do. Otherwise, it's, yeah, I'm just cold. This week I've been cold. Even in the office, it's, you got the air conditioning set, but it's been cold in here. So that's winter.
That is winter. Yeah, it's, what sort of temperatures are we getting in Canberra there, John?
This morning at 5:30, it was a balmy 7 degrees. Yesterday, I was -3.
That's nasty.
And we still get up and run. It's terrible. I don't know what we're doing.
I have no idea how you do it, John. It's amazing. Graham, how are you going this week? What's been going on? You've got, for people watching, you've got a shirt on as well that's got a huge logo. We're doing a bit of free. Oh, no. Now we're...
No, for those of you who are on video, just ignore the logo. It's a little bit of work that we've been doing with some farmers in New South Wales. I'm good, Jez. We're on the way home. We didn't quite make it in time for today's podcast, so we are just parked in a little village called Joogeong. And for those of you who are watching the video of this, if you notice our video wobbling a little, it's because it's being expertly balanced on a gear stick. Because that's how you roll in Joogeong on a Friday afternoon. And if you can read anything incorrect into that, then you just need help. End of story.
Well, we love the...
You have to edit that out, Jess. I just realised that was just wrong. I'm good, mate.
Well, we always love what I would call the sound booth episodes. We've had them from Alan in the past. We've had them from you in the past. So it's good to see you back in the recording booth there. Jeanette, how's your week going?
Yeah, good. We spent the week in a little village called Molong, which is about 10 kilometres from Orange in New South Wales. And we stayed in this lovely old house. And yesterday afternoon, after Graham had finished one of his farmer visits, we sat up on the top deck of this old place and read books for a little while, which was magnificent. Given this month's theme is rest, we actually put that into play, which was pretty cool. So, yeah, and we're just heading home now, which is nice. And it's
raining. Oh, well, that sounds really good. That sounds like a lovely little trip you took there. That's really cool.
And have you been with Jess?
Yeah, it's been good. Kanika and I have both just had like slightly expensive weeks because we've had a lot of birthdays on and what have you. And then yesterday we got the exciting information that our coffee machine heater broke. So just had to replace that. So it's just been an expensive week, but otherwise not too bad. We did test out, there's a cafe across the road from our house that we've been meaning to test out. We tested it out and it's really good. So that's an exciting development, literally across the road. So very lucky there. Nice. But yeah, otherwise it's been pretty good. Cool. All right. Well, let's jump into today's topic. So the topic, as people will be able to see from the title of this episode, is starting out on your own. And the reason I wanted to do this is because a lot of our talks with people are people that have started out on their own. Of course, Magical Learning, you two started out on your own, which is very exciting. And so I guess it's for people that want to start anything on their own, maybe some tips and tricks to begin with. I might start with you here, John. John, what are some tips you would have for people starting out on their own in business?
Well, we took over a business. My wife and I took over a business in September. So it's a property styling business, and zero background in having run a business before. And we called in the experts, being Graham and Danette, and had time with them. So one of the big things, apart from don't, would be talk to people, get that tribe of people around you to give you their learnings from it. Because some of the things we took away from that, well, one of the big ones that we took away was pay yourself first. So, like, we automatically thought that you'd pay your bills and pay your invoices and pay your staff, and then you sort of go, well, then you'd look after you. But no, pay yourself first and make sure that you're paying yourself for the full-time role that you've got, and not just, well, I only did certain hours on this, but I then did all this administration at the back end. It's like, yeah, so make sure you're doing that. And the other big one I'd take away from it is set deadlines as to when to stop for the day. These things can become very all-consuming, and I don't work in the business at all. So, you know, I watch my wife come home and then sit on the computer to do things, and there are times where she'll work quite late or get up at stupid o'clock in the morning because she's got to go organise a style. But, yeah, set those times when you are going to do those things and when you're not going to do those things, so that you still have a life and you can still be part of the family and still be engaged in what's going on. So they would be the two tips that I've got.
Awesome. Thanks for that, John. Yeah, and I think that's also you've got such an interesting insight on this, given that you have this perspective with, you know, you're like sort of in it and you're watching someone else also do a lot of it as well. So it's like kind of fascinating. Yeah. Awesome. Thanks, John. Graham, I'll throw to you. What are some tips you would have for people starting out on their own in business?
Funnily enough, the two that came to mind when I first saw this question was the same two that John mentioned. The first one was don't, which sort of tongue in cheek. For me, I think one of the things that has enabled us, as in Magical Learning, Danette and I, to continue and to be successful for 20 odd years, 25 years, is that we don't talk to each other. This is not going to end well because we're in the same car, and I've just realized that she can actually hear everything I'm saying this time. It's different. Get really clear on why. The one thing that tends to trip us up, I think, yeah, John's point was great about pay yourself first, and because you need to value the time that you're putting into the business. But if time and time again, people tend to lose their way when things get a little bit hard because they're not really clear on why they're starting the business. I think, you know, certainly in our experience, if the only reason you're starting a business is to make some money, that's okay as a short-term thing. But if you want to build something longer-term, then just being in it for the money is never, ever going to work. It never has and never will. So it's just trying to get really clear on why and what you're trying to achieve by running a business, because having that sort of vision makes it easier for you to stay in the business when things start getting hard. If we're not really clear on why we're doing it, things get hard, we just tend to go and look for something else. And I also wanted to echo the other point that John made, because I think it's super important. Remember that you're not, whilst it might feel like you have to do everything, it doesn't have to be a solo journey. So, you know, find other people, find your tribe, find other people who can support you, motivate you, hold you accountable, and guide you along the way. Really important.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for that, Graham. Great suggestions there as well. Danette, what are some tips you would have for people starting out on their own in business?
So, and this comes to both what John and Graham said, is around that tribe thing. Part of it is researching your idea, but also bouncing it off others who have experience. So I coach a number of people who have, you know, who are starting businesses. And one of the things is, if they've come from permanent employment and their partner is also in permanent employment, they struggle when cash flow doesn't come in regularly. So cash flow is often lumpy when you first start out. So it's understanding that that's just the nature of the beast. So if you've got, whether it's a coach, a mentor, you're in a mastermind or something like that, you're able to have people say that's normal, as opposed to what your experience may have been if you've come in with an employee's experience. The other thing is, yeah, your why is really important. It's super important to test your idea, because you might think it's brilliant, or your family and friends say it's brilliant. You take it to the market, no one wants it. So it is really important before you decide, I'm quitting my job, I'm doing, you know, gonna go 100% in, which by the way is exactly what we did. However, we already had a client that I knew was going to sustain us financially for a little while. So, but actually being able to test that idea on the market and tweak it, versus just going all in and then finding out maybe the market didn't want it. And the other big one you hear often is you need some money set aside. So when the cash flow is a bit lumpy, you've still got, you're able to pay your bills and stuff.
Yeah, great. Thanks for that, everyone. Great suggestions. I think that we've covered. awesome. Well, I might jump into question two here because I think it sort of is a little bit about what we're talking about, but I guess this is just sort of more specific. So, Danette, I'll start with you here. What are some easy mistakes to make when you're beginning out on your own?
So one of the things, you have to sell. When you've got a business, you have to let people, you need to market and you need to sell. So you need to let people know what you're doing, and you need to be okay saying, this is what I do, and this is how much it costs. What people do tend to do when they're not confident in that is they'll redo their business cards, they'll redo their logos, they'll do all of that other stuff that is nice, but it's not actually the work of running a business, because if no one buys, you don't really have a business. You're basically donating your time for free. The other one is, and we've definitely learned this over running business, is understanding your risk tolerance. So some people, the idea of not having regular cash flow stresses them out so much that it's really like, maybe you shouldn't actually go into business. So you do need some ability to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. And that includes telling people about what you do and how much it's going to cost. For a lot of people, it's like, I don't want to do it. I'll do it, but I'll do it for free. And it's like, again, that's not a business. So when we're early on, that's why I think you need a tribe that supports you to be able to go, you know, these are the really important things. At the end of the day, if you can't sell something, then that's not a great place. It causes a lot of stress for people.
Awesome. Thanks for that, Danette. Great tips there, and good things to keep in mind. Graham, I'll throw to you now. What are some easy mistakes to make when beginning on your own?
From a marketing perspective, and this is sort of pre-sales, trying to, or just not really thinking about who you want to connect with. So who would be interested in the product or service that you're creating? Social media platforms like, you know, FaceTube and Instagram and the rest make it easier for us to reach, or, you know, reach out to a million people. But most small businesses only need, in fact, I can't remember where I read it, but if you get 1,000, just 1,000 avid customers, like repeat buyers who really love the product or service that you're selling, you can actually have a fairly stable, long-term, solid lifestyle built around just 1,000 customers. The problem is that when we try to get too broad with our marketing, we try and reach too many people, all we're doing is just adding to all of the noise that's already out there. So I think one mistake is not taking the time, and this in part comes back to planning, taking the time to get really clear on who you want to talk to. You know, who you want to connect with, and then just be really consistent in that. And the other thing, which ironically comes to you from the Farm Business Resilience Program, one of the things that we found in the work that I'm doing with a lot of farmers at the moment is we start a business with no plan. We just start doing it, you know, whatever it happens to be. We either start making the thing, or we just start talking to people about whatever product or service we've got. So take the time to create a business plan. And if you've never done it before, there are a lot of free resources available online. Or again, you know, just going back to the point that John made earlier and Danette reiterated, have conversations with people who have started a business, who've run a business successfully. Offer to buy them a cup of coffee, make sure it's good coffee, and pick their brain.
Yeah, that's a good point about the good coffee there, Graham. Like, there's a tip already for people that didn't have a good idea. That's a little bonus tip right there. thanks for that, Graham. John, I'll throw to you. What are some easy mistakes to make when beginning out on your own?
So I'll expand on what Graham sort of was talking about, and this is stuff that I've noticed with my wife's business, but even with Magical Learning. When you start a business, you take on everyone. You take on every client, every person that comes to your door that wants your service. So, and you're not picky about who you work with. But I think over time, you've got to get picky about who you work with, who aligns to your values, your morals, your ethics. And whether it's a training company such as Magical Learning, training and leadership, or whether it's a styling company, there are people that you just go, I really don't want to work with that person for whatever reason. And look, Trish, my wife, Trish, has learned that the hard way, having to say no to a few people for a variety of different reasons. So look at your clientele. Do you need to take everyone on? You may do initially just to get the cash flowing, but do you need to keep it going? The other one too is, what are your prices? So for whatever you're selling, have confidence in your own ability and your own product, because you don't have to undercut everyone. And the fact that you go to been to different seminar leadership seminars, and they go, put your prices up. Now, if you really value what you're doing and who you are, put your prices up, back yourself. So again, that would be the other thing. And the final thing would be, are you working in your business or on your business? And you need to have that balance between both, because if you want to grow it, you need to work on your business, as well as, spending time in it to see how it's working, what's working, who's working for you. So yeah, that'd be my three, Jess.
Awesome. Thanks for that, John. Yeah, I think that these are all great tips. So thanks, everybody. Great answers so far. I think these are all really good stuff. John, for our final question here, how would you encourage people to sensibly go out on their own, and why is that important?
I guess do your research, do some homework on it first. If you're going to be doing it sensibly, know what the product is, know what the market demands. And look, there are a lot of variables in all of that, but we didn't take on my wife's styling business just because, it was an advertised business. She'd been working in it for a couple of years, so she had an idea of what it entailed, what it required. And even then, I don't think she was really prepared for what it actually does entail and what it does require. So if you're going to do it and do it sensibly, just be prepared to do the hard yards and a lot of hours and a lot of trivial things that you can't afford to pay someone else to do, but someone's got to do them. So there's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that goes into it. And so really think about it.
Yeah, and I guess that's also probably something else that is a sort of repeating theme, but there's going to be things that once you start that you weren't expecting at all, it seems like is sort of part of it. So you got to be kind of, I guess, mentally ready for that, it seems
And
like.
flexible.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks, John. I'll go to Graham now. Graham, how would you encourage people to sensibly go out on their own, and why is that important?
Great question, Jez. I'm just going to wait for Danette to finish writing her answers down so I can just I think, again, going back to the sensible thing, just you need to be genuinely committed to the long game. Social media and a lot of people out there just trying to make money out of people who think they've got an idea about running a business will try and lead you to believe that you can create a truly successful business overnight or in a couple of weeks or in 6 months or in a year. In 12 months' time, you're going to have a $100,000 business. It doesn't work that way. It never has. Maybe it will in the future, but right now it doesn't. So you've got to be prepared to play the long game. Because to create a sustainable, successful business is not, it's not a 5 year thing, and often it's not a 10 year thing. If you're starting from scratch, plan to be in it for 20 years, and if you can't see yourself committing to that longer term, then maybe just sort of take a step back and spend a little bit more time thinking about why you believe you want to go into business in the first place. So it's very much the long game. And Danette said, I think one of the things Danette mentioned up front, I'm not reading your answers. Was doing your research. Again, I just encourage people to find or create opportunities to have conversations with people who either have run or who are running successful businesses. So talk to the people who have actually done it or are currently doing it. Most people actually really like helping other people.
Mm.
So it shouldn't be that hard to find somebody who doesn't see you as a competitor, but just sees you as somebody trying to create, you know, a business, which is fantastic. And here's what we've learned along the way. And if you can't find anyone, reach out to us.
Mm. Always happy to help.
Mm. Yeah. And that contact info is always in our podcast description if you need to contact us. So you can always go there. But yeah, thanks for that, Graham. It's a good point. And I think it's important for people to remember, like, a lot of overnight successes in any industry are often years of work that just, oh, you only just appear. I was listening to this podcast about this new breakout country star called Lainey Wilson. And she's had a really good last 12 months, been doing all these huge country shows. And she was like, this is the 12th year I'm doing it. You know, yeah. I lived in a trailer for the first 3 years, you know, but it's an overnight success, you know, in the public eye. So yeah, 100% agree with that. Danette, I'll throw it to you now. How would you encourage people to sensibly go out on their own, and why is that important?
So if you're not sure, I'd say start part-time. So start the business part-time, keep your regular income if you can, and learn, because you're going to, so one of the things that absolutely, if you're going to grow a business, there's going to be bits that fail and don't work. So if you're a little bit nervous about, you know, having enough money and stuff like that, then being able to sort of learn part-time, super important. And what both John and Graham talked about, surrounding yourself with people who go, this is perfectly normal. So we had a conversation with some farmers this morning. We were talking about, if you want to grow big, you are going to fail, and being okay with that. But you need a tribe around you who doesn't say, oh, you failed, quit. They say, you failed. Wow, what did you learn? Okay, what do you need to do to move forward?
Great point.
The other thing is, what we've learned about really good business is it's about relationships. So rather than going for the quick profit, if you want to be around for a while, it's actually, how do you look after your customers, your staff when you get them, et cetera, in order to be that long-term sustainable? And the last thing I'd say is, what in you needs to grow? So as a business owner, what are you good at, but what are you actually, yeah, and you need to keep doing that. But initially, you're probably going to have to learn stuff you don't know, and you're going to have to be okay asking for help when you don't know how to do things. And as Graham said, very rare that people knock you back if you are genuinely interested in what you need to learn to run a business. The other super important thing is, how resilient are they? So, you know, if you've come off the end of a really bad job and you're feeling absolutely shattered, that would not be the time to jump into a new enterprise, because you need to look after yourself first. So yeah, there'd be some of my tips.
Amazing. And ignore all the sounds in my background. We just got a parcel delivered. as we can see there. what I was going to say is one thing that you just talked about, Danette, and I think was kind of like one of the first points that you made, was that it can be part-time. But even Kanika and I are both doing our own little passion projects, and Kanika and I were talking about it the other day. And for people that want to know more about Kanika, listen to last week's podcast. We were talking about it, and if it's something you're passionate about, it doesn't necessarily have to make you money straight away. It's like, if you're doing it part-time, like we both are doing side projects that aren't necessarily, they're not 100% profitable all the time, but that's something that we just like to do. It feeds our soul more, you know, like I do stand-up comedy. I don't know how often you're going to make money from that. But it's still something that's fun, and I can do it on the side while I do other stuff for money. Awesome. Well, let's jump into some final thoughts. I'll start with you, Danette. Any final thoughts for the people starting out on their own?
Yeah, and this echoes pretty much what everyone said. number of years ago, I went to an event with Robin Sharma, and there was sort of 13 of us in the room, and you know, very successful businesses. And he said, hands up at 5 years if you're an overnight success, no hands. 10, no hands. 15 was the first hand that went up, and the business had been started by the father. When it got to 20 and 25, the hands shot up, because they'd learnt the lessons, they'd learnt how to grow and be sustainable and look after themselves as well. So, you know, the money comes when you look after your customers, when you look after your team members. If you're just after the money, get curious about that money, because the money represents something, whether it's freedom, whether it's power, whatever it is, that you need to learn about yourself in order to be able to bring, you know, the best into the business. So it's probably a long, waffly answer, but I get so excited about this whole topic.
No, that was awesome. And thanks, Danette. Graham, I'll throw to you. Any final thoughts about starting out on your own or today's conversation?
Well, you left no answers for anybody. A long drive home. I think for me, again, there are so many excellent points that have come up, but I think the, you know, when you're starting something on your own, you in the short term pretty much literally do everything. It still doesn't mean that you have to build the business on your own. Mm. Ask for help. Reach out to people. In Australia alone, many of the state governments run a substantial range of programs that offer in some cases free services, support, guidance, etc., for people looking to start a business or who have started a business. So there's always information, resources, support, guidance available. Even though you might be doing all of the work, you still don't have to do the whole thing on your own, if that makes sense. Look for help.
Great tip. Thanks, Graham. And John, any final thoughts on today's topic, starting out on your own, or today's conversation?
Yeah, I guess I'd build on, you know, your thing about there's no such thing as an overnight success. And I agree with you. There is no such thing. It takes quite a bit of work, a lot of years of work. So what is success? Can you define what actually, you know, the success for the business is? Because that will vary depending on what you're wanting to get out of it and what you're prepared to put into it. And there will be a lot of torrid times. There's going to be a lot of hard times. There are the number of times my wife has come home and said, this week I want to sell the business, or today I want to sell it, get rid of it. And I just go, okay, you know, that's what you want. But she hasn't sold it as yet, even though there are days she hates it and there are days it's good. And the other thing is, just because someone's a competitor doesn't mean you can't learn from them and you can't work with them. You can learn a lot from your competitors, the way they do business, the way they price, the way they, whatever they do as part of it, but you don't have to go to war with them. That's an odd way to look at it, I guess, but you can compete with them, but work closely with them as well. You can still have relationships with your competitors.
Yeah, and that's a great tip. Well, everybody, what a great conversation. I hope that someone is listening to this and has been thinking about maybe starting something, and they can take away a lot of the tips from this and hopefully start out with a bit of a better course than they otherwise would have. I want to thank everybody for being on the podcast today. What a great episode. And to everybody listening at home that's been subscribing and sharing it, thank you so much. And as always, have a magical week.